Kaflam Beis and Beis. So the question is, within Matanos, it's Amar of Chista. It's like 8, 10 lines from the bottom, give or take. Okay, in the middle of the line. Matanos Kuna in a Chosel Tzli. Okay, so the question is, how should the Matanos Kuna, as well as Chaim, okay, we give it to the Kohen, and the Kohen could eat it.
Right?
He doesn't have to eat it. He could give it away, or he could whatever. But if he eats it, it says, Amar Chista, Matanos Kuna in a Chosel Tzli. It can only be eaten slay. Okay, roasted. Okay, like a barbecue, flame broiled. V'ena chalosel v'chardal. And also, they can only be eaten with mustard. Okay, mustard seed. Okay? Chisto's a fan, I guess. My time away. What's the reason? I'm a kra. L'mashcha. Torah describes Matanos as L'mashcha, which means L'gedula. It means for greatness. Okay? What does that mean? Kedar Shemalachim Ochum? Like the manner which kings eat. Okay, the Pasuk here quotes on this way. Davar Shem al Aaron, Bani Ne Nesati L'cho Es Meshmeres Tiro Mosloi L'cho B'nei Yisrael L'cho Nesatim L'mashcha L'vanecha L'cho Golam. So I gave them to you L'mashcha, like it means like for greatness. Okay, for greatness. So the matanos are given to the Kohanim for greatness. And the gdula. So therefore, they have to be eaten in the manner which great people, kings, eat. And kings eat tzli v'chardal, roasted with mustard seed. Sharon says, yeah, it's like the way they eat it, the Kohen eats it, somehow fulfills the giving that is l'mashcha. Like the way kings eat it, it's given for the purpose of making them great. So if they take it and they eat it and they make it into like a hamburger or something, or chop meat, that's like that undermines the function of the mashva to make them great. But if they eat it in a chashuva manner, like kings eat it, so then that brings about the goal of the mashva. It allows the matanos to function the mashva. Someone brings it down. Ram brings it down. In Chaf Beis, in a Kohen Ochel Matanos El Tzli B'Chardal, Shneimar, the Kohen has to eat it. Tzli B'Chardal, Shneimar L'Mashcha, Kedar Shem Lachem Ochel. Straight, that's halacha. One funny thing is that there's another halacha in Chaf, in the end of Chaf, the Rambam says, and I think this is, I don't think this is just the Rambam. V'im Ratzo HaKohen Limkar HaMatanos, if he wants to sell the Matanos, O Litnam B'Matana. Give them as a gift. I feel the guy, even to a guy, or the achil maklavim, to feed it to dogs. Michael, he could. Shein b'am kedusha klal. Doesn't have any kedusha. So on the one hand, you're telling me he has to eat it like a king, right? Mustard, barbecue. But then at the same time, he can give it to his dog. And has his dog eat it also? Tzli b'chardal? I don't think so, right? So it sounds a little bit contradictory, I would think. Right? Maybe there's a clown. So maybe there's a clown. Doesn't matter what you do with it. Give it to your dog. Oh, but if he eats it, then it has to be tzli v'chardal. I mean, that, you could say that. That's what it means. But it doesn't really make sense. Right? If he gives it to his dog, fine. But if he is eating it, then it has to be tzli v'chardal. Super fancy. But what's the sense of that? Is it maybe kedusha? Maybe kedusha? Who cares? Okay, so that's the question. What's this whole idea? And what's the concept, right? What's the concept? Who cares how he eats it? But there's a more serious problem. More serious problem is Tosis brings it up. All the Rishonim bring it up. All the Rishonim bring it up. And they all pretty much answer the same thing. Pretty much. I mean, I don't know. Like, I didn't do a study on the nuances of the Lashon, but when you just read them all, they all sound like they're saying the same thing. You know? Not that, I don't think the Rambam does, but I think pretty much, I mean, like, a lot of them. I looked around. I mean, almost everyone, not that many, Rishonim don't talk that much in this parak. But somehow, this is a problem everyone talks about. It's like a stira and gemaras. And Rishonim, like, that's, they deal with that a lot. Stiras and gemaras, you know? And I guess you don't have that many stiras, so this is the whole thing I gave, but it's kind of an isolated area, so you don't have that much. But here, they all got it. They all got in on it. So it says like this: Vim Tomar, this is Tosos Ein Nechalim. There it's by Kachim. with all these things, these kachim, the Kohanim could change up their eating. Lochem tzuluyim, to eat them barbecued, shalukim, cooked. I forgot, it wasn't shalukim or mushalim. They're both kind of cooked in water. I think one's cooked in water, one's cooked less, something like that. Whatever, different kinds of cooking. They could eat however they want. The Gemara explains, Taima Mishno Sibu Lamashma, because it says for greatness. Pirush L'Gedula. Kedarach Shemalach Mochem, like kings eat. Right? And kings, right? Kings eat things however they want. You don't tell a king that, hey, you gotta eat with barbecue with mustard. The king wants to eat with ketchup. That's his choice. Right? If he likes it cooked, you know, if he likes pot meat or, you know, a pot roast, whatever it is. Who's to tell him that he has to eat it at barbecue with mustard seed? So the very limud is the exact opposite. It says l'mashka l'gedula, derech shemalachim ochlim, that they eat it however they want. So what's the, which one is it? Is the idea of like kings eating it that it has to be, you know, tzlibe chardal? Or is the limud of kings however they want? Right? Open stira between two gemaras. Right? It's like a beautiful kasha. Just like two gemaras, the very same limud yields like opposite results. And they both have a certain sense to them, right? I mean, there's a sense of both of them. It's just they can't coexist. But like if you had any one of the gemaras, you would have kind of been okay with it. You know, you kind of hear the argument in both of them. It's problems when you have to reconcile the two of them simultaneously, you get problems. Yeah. Okay. So that's the kasha. So Tosa's answer is Venera Devadai Kimosha Tovlo. V'nehene yoser matzi achalu. Like, definitely, like, it's good for him, and that which is he enjoys, his more hana'ah, he could eat it. Aval, adam she tov lo tzli kishalak, umevushal, but someone who equally likes roasted, barbecued, and cooked in water, yochal tzli, shu dar gedula yoser, that's greater. It's more dar gedula. So this is solution is you're a normal guy. Normal guys have preferences. I mean, whatever. It's a probability. I don't know whatever normal is. But a guy who has preferences, definitely do what you prefer. If you like it better boiled, then have it boiled. If you like ketchup, then have ketchup. Whatever it is. But if a guy says, listen, I don't really care. I like everything. I just love meat. However you cook it, whatever you want to put on it, it's all good for me. So then it's a mitzvah for him to have tzlibe chardal. So when this Gemara says, like king, the tzlibe chardal, it's talking about the unique, the rare case, or whatever, the specific case of a guy who has no preferences. When the Gemara is saying over there, it's talking about the standard case where a guy has preferences, and if he has a preference, he can eat whatever he wants. I think some Rishonim learn, I forget, there's another way to learn. I think some Rishonim just learn it's lav dafka. Tzlibe chardal just means however you like it. But most people like it's tzlibe chardal, but it's lav dafka, you know? But the Tosas is not saying that. Tosas is learning they're both true, depends on the case. Right. Listen, this is how the Ron says it. It sounds like maybe the same, maybe different. He says, Melavade dhaki kamar. Mitzvasan letzli lestam bnei adam. So when it says mitzvah tzli, it means for stam people. Shehat tzli arev alayhem bioser. Because tzli is better. They like it better. Hal l'misha oev yoser shalakum voshol. But someone who likes it better cooked. Hayinu mal yasa v'gedol didai. That's greatness for him. Same thing or different? The question is in the Ron.
I don't think you call it lav dafka.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I think Shulman's right. The simple shot is lav dafka. The Ron says lav dafka. It says tzli. It's lav dafka tzli. Which means that it doesn't necessarily mean tzli. It just means your normal guy likes tzli better. So it's a tzli, but someone else is to be cooked. But what would you say according to the Ron if a guy really has no preferences? He really couldn't care less. What do you say then?
There you go.
Let's say a guy according to the Ron, a guy who couldn't care less. He has no preference whatsoever. I mean, you could say the Ron's not saying that. I don't know. He's not addressing that. It would matter maybe. Right, because he's saying is the reason why stam b'nei adam because they like tzli better. But if a guy really says I have no care whatsoever, then maybe you say, look, so whatever, there's no, whatever you want. There's no, it doesn't say. It sounds like the Ron is saying is that the reason why stam b'nei adam is tzli is because they like it better. Tosas doesn't say that. Tosas says because that's what kings do. So it says that if you don't care, then do tzli, because that's derech dul b'yoser, because that's greater. Right? Doesn't say, the Rambam isn't saying that. He's just saying when it says tzli, it means because most people like it better. Right? But law of dafka means there's no intrinsic halach of tzli. The Rotos is saying there is a halach of tzli. But it only applies if you're a neutral guy. If you're a neutral guy, then it's tzli. If you're not a neutral guy, so then it just goes by whatever you like. What's a little hard is for the Tosos, tzli is telling you a halacha. It means halachically, if you're neutral, then do tzli. According to the Ran, tzli is just telling you most people like tzli better. But really, it's telling you that it's another way of saying the way you like it better. But most people, just telling you one point of fact, if you don't know, I guess, whatever. So it's a funny thing to tell you, but it's a way of referencing the thing you like better. And since most people like it better, so the standard assumption is tzli. They should have a lot of mustard ready in the Beis Mikdash and whatever it is. But it's in the, yeah, right. It's just in general have that, because that's the standard. Okay, so that's a little bit of machlokas, right? But even forget about it. Forget the machlokas for the time being. Okay, I mean, the Ran's a little easier to understand. I mean, the Ran is just saying, as you eat it, what you like it better, whatever you like good. So that's kind of fine. He's basically saying it's not a stira. It just means, essentially, it means however you like it better, and that everything's good. But Tosas isn't saying that. Tosas is saying is that you eat it really the way you like better, but if you don't care, then you eat tzli. Right? It's like a double halacha, according to Tosas. Right? So is that smooth? Yes, yeah, so I think someone's right. It's hard. It's hard to understand, because what's the halacha of derech malacha? Is the halacha telling you, so to speak, like an objective thing, that it goes by the way kings eat it, and that which is like objectively malachim? Or is it like a subject who goes by you? Like, to have, like, which one is it? If you'd say that it's a subjective thing, and then you'd say, look, if you don't have a preference, then fine, so it doesn't matter. But then, like, to have, like, a double formulation that it goes by, really goes by you. But if there's no you, so then there's another halacha that you have to do it objectively. I mean, which, it's just, how do those two coexist? It seems like you have to make a decision. And that's kind of what the Ran is doing. The Ran is saying it's always subjective. It's just a subjective thing. You want that, you can hear. You want to have a subjective system, say, like kings, it goes by subjectively, whatever they like. Or I could have seen saying is, forget subjectively. We don't care about you. We go by an objective measure. But to say that we go subjective, and then when you don't have a preference, then we throw in the objective, it's like, how do those... Like, it sounds nice if you don't want to be definitive about it, but if you think about it, what's the system that the Torah is setting up? You'd somehow want to set up one system which is going to result in explain all the halachas, not just to say, you know, it's not just a pecking order of different factors to consider. What does it mean when it says k'derech malacha? Right? That's a problem. What I'm mentioning is that it seems like the Quintosis is, let's say, for instance, I like it better, you know, let's say boiled. Okay, boiled with some sort of fancy schmancy recipe. It takes 10 hours to make. You know, marinated overnight and whatever, I don't know. But it's annoying. I don't really want to do that. So I'd rather just put it up a quick, you know, quick barbecue and whatever. But I like it better that way. So would you be able to do that? Would you be able to do that? So the Tosas, the way he formulates it is, Devadai Nemashka Perisha Gedula. I'm sorry. So definitely, it sounds like he's just allowed to. He's allowed to eat it. However, it's tovlo, it's good for him, and he'll enjoy it more. Those are a little bit different, right?
The case is when he likes it better if it's
some other way.
Less fancy.
Yeah, right. But tovlo, you could say, means it's better for him, means it's easier to prepare, whatever. But vanana yoser sounds like it means that he'll enjoy more. It's not clear what the factor is. If it's both of those, is it only the enjoyment? Tovlo. What?
As in tovlo.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's not clear. So I think when you have a stira, here's the thing, this is important in our methodology. I think when you have a stira, what do we have here? We have a stira. Two gemaras, contradiction. Right? One gemara tells us that it goes tzli v'chardol, objectively derech malachim. Another one tells us no, it goes wherever you want. Right? So which one is it? That's the kasha, right? So I think the way to look at it, the way to deal with this stira, is to define each side as if it's a machlokas. Okay, in other words, what's the svara? The Gemara in Chulin is telling us svara A. Gemara in Menachos, Zvachim, is telling us svara B. And that's our stira. Like, instead of making it just the stira and the facts, but what concept is coming out of the Gemara there, and what concept is coming out of the Gemara here? It's to define the stira, just like if it was a machlokas, right? If it were a machlokas, that's what you know. You don't understand conceptually. So the stira is a clash of two conceptual ways of understanding the idea of the mashal gdula. So let us, before we deal with trying to resolve the compromise, which seems like this is a more difficult problem, you know, how do the two jive together? We're not ready to jive the two together. We don't even understand each of them on their own. You know what I mean? So let's learn each halacha, define the stira. You know, I mean, before we try to answer and just find the answer to the stira, let's define the stira itself. So Gemara, what's the svara for the Gemara Chulin? What's the svara for the Gemara Zvachim? And then we say, oh, that's a stira. Then we'll be ready to say, okay, now what's the resolution? Is the resolution kind of more like this or more like that or some middle position or whatever? You know what I mean? Like to take a stira and instead of there is like a factual, take it from just being a factual level to a conceptual level. Yeah, if you do that well, define the stira well, hopefully you'll be in a position to think about the answer conceptually. Because you're not creating the answer out of nothing. But it should, you're already in the conceptual world of looking at it, but you've entered the world from a more simple place. And if we're in dealing with trying to, you know, juggle together two different things. Question two is, what would the svara be? What's the difference whether you learn? Because they both seem like reasonable, right? I mean, you could argue them, you know, you can imagine two guys arguing this one today and tomorrow. One guy's going to say to the king, say, kings eat it, slivacharta. They eat it fancy, kings don't eat it like a chopped meat. The other one's going to say, don't tell kings what to do. Kings eat it however they want to eat it, right? You could argue both. So what's that depend upon? Conceptually, what's that question in? Whether you look at it that way or look at it that way. Right, obviously, you can't just keep going on and yelling back and forth forever and ever. It must be that argument is based upon two different ways of approaching the halacha of the derech halacha, right? So, what's the two conceptual ways of approaching the thing that result in those two results? You know, those two halachas. Okay, so the fellows are saying as follows that the question is, what does it mean derech malachim? Is it pshat that, look, you are like a king? The idea is that we're giving the Kohan, and the Kohan are like the kings. Mashal Agdula, and they're treating them with respect. And they're like the kings. And they eat it like kings eat. So it's like, so they have to pretend like they're a king and eat it. Obviously, they don't pretend like they're a king, but they're acting like a king. They're eating with derech kavod. There's a manner in which a king eats. Right, and that is, he does it however he wants to eat. Right, and that's what you're saying. It's like then the gavra. It's like he acts. He's acting as a gavra. There's freedom. The guy, the king, is free, and his derech achila is the derech achila of a king is a free derech. This derech of achila, the manner in which he eats is freely. Right, it's the manner in which he eats. The particular object that he chooses isn't the point. The way in which kings eat is they eat freely. They eat whatever they want to eat. Right? See, but it turns out that's one way. That's what the Gemara over in Zvachim seems to imply. But it turns out, in fact, when you leave 100 kings to their freedom, 100 people who have as much money as they want and could eat whatever they want, turns out that 90% of them or whatever end up eating mustard and roasted because that's the best. It's objectively the best. Now, it's true, not everyone, some guy has some sort of bad association to mustard and he may not do it or whatever it is. But if you take people who have all the money, most people don't eat mustard because they can't afford it. But you take the kings who basically can get whatever they want, that's what they're going to get. In general. So that being the case, you could say, Derech Malachim Ochlem, Lamashal Gedula, means that the meal of the Kohanim has to be objectively a meal of kings. It's not the derech achila, the gavra has to to choose and live and act like a king. But it's a din in the achila as an entity. The chafetz of the achila has to be like a meal of a king. If you want to say like a meal of a king. So a meal of a king isn't whatever he wants. That's not the chafetz of the meal. A meal of a king, if he just eats chopped meat and another guy eats chopped meat, what's the meal isn't because, oh, this one chose freely and that one did it because he didn't have a choice. Because if you're dealing with the chafetz of the meal, or the chafetz of the food, that this is a food of a king. Meal of a king. The chavtza doesn't go by what he wants, what he doesn't want. It's an objective thing. You're defining this achila as an achila of a king, objectively, the entity of the achila. Right? That's what it says. It's like the chavtza of the maisa. It's the maisa. The maisa could mean like what, how I'm acting, but it's not. It's the chavtza, the phenomenon. The chavtza is like the phenomenon of the achilas malachim. If you're trying to isolate what is an achilas malachim. Okay, and then how do you deal with the Malas Kahuna? You involve them in an Achilas Malachim. The phenomenon, there's a phenomenon called the King's Meal as an entity. The entity of the phenomenon, the Chafetz of Achilas Malachim, is an Achilas Tzli B'Chardal. Okay, but the other way is it's not a phenomenon Chafetz of an Achilas Malachim, it's a Derech Achila. The Gavra should eat it like a king eats. He should be free like a king. He should be knowing towards this like a god. Then in the gavra, how he acts towards it. So both of them involve the action, but it's more as an idea. Is that the way the gavra does it? He does it as the melech does it. The derech achila is the manner in which the person does it, or is it that the chafza of the meal should be a king's meal? Right. So we have a stira. One Gemara tells us one thing. Another Gemara tells us a different thing. Could say that the sense to say is like on one hand you say Malach is free. On the other hand you say here we're trying to create, you're not really a Malach, you're trying to create let's say an appearance of Malucha, or you're trying to create an objective kavod of Malucha. So make the Kohen like a Malach. So you say is the way you do that is by objectifying a suit as Malachim. Just to say he could be free and in his head he knows he's free, but objectively he's not doing anything which is Achilas Malachim. So you say what Torah is doing is it's trying to objectify a meal and say, you eat it like a king. Eat the meal of a king. So the meal of a king is because of the high probability, high percentage of kings who always choose the Tzlu Chardal, that's the meal of a king. Or do you say, no, it's not trying to create an objective idea of a meal of a king. Just saying is that the matanos are to be give the Kohan and the Chashivas of a king, and it's making them like kings, and they're free to do whatever they want. It's giving them the freedom. It's making them as gavras into kings. And the kavod is not modeling an objective maisa, which is a maisa of a king. But it's rendering, giving the gavra of the melech, the gavra of the kohen, like the ability to eat it like a king eats it. The gavra, he eats it the way kings eat it. The way kings eat it, they're free. The derech is freedom. But the chafetz which they eat, as you know, is an objective, is you're talking about it on an objective level. So then you can't get into their head, then you have to objectify it. If you're talking about the gavra, then that lends itself to the internal workings of the gavra. So you'll say the Kohen is like the king, so he has the same internal workings of freedom. Chafza can't be the internal workings of a guy's choice. That's not a chafza. Chafza, you have to kind of ignore, factor out the internal workings of his head and create an objective maisa. The lashon over there is a kulan kohen rashayim in Zvachim. So it's like the rashus is the idea. It's like the gavra of a melech is rashoi. He's totally he's allowed to do whatever he wants. And by imposing on him to say you got to eat tzli b'chardal, it takes away from the gavra of the melech, from the niyug of the melech. That's what you were arguing before. Right, don't tell him what to do. I want to be rashoi. A king is the ultimate mark of a king. He's rashoi to do whatever he wants. Right, and that's what Gemara Zvachim is saying. The Gavra is Rashoi. It's Rashos. He has absolute Rashos to do whatever he wants. But over here, it says, no, it's creating a restriction. Because why? Because it's trying to create an objective Achilas Malachim. It's not trying to make a Gavra a free Gavra. Yeah, right. The Mari Korgas, this is Shalom point down. He says, the Lashon Gedulah Kedel Shalom Malachim Ochlim V'cheftzam V'ritzonam. Right, basically their desires, whatever they want. That's Mari Korgas, Maisei Kabanos Yediot. Okay, good. So now our question is, so now the Gemara is Zira. What is it? Which one is it? Right? And the Yikud HaTorah could have said one, it could have said the other. Right? And if you learn the Gemara in Zechulin, right, you'll define it one way. You learn the Gemara in Zvachim, you'll define it another way. But if you're a Rishon, then you automatically know all these Gemaras at the same time, and then you see one of them, you think of the other one, and then you come up with a solution. Right? So we have the benefit of having the Rishonim that they did that. So their solution is that Tosus is a solution, at least. Right? I mean, it seems like the Ron, let's say the Ron solution is, it basically is free. Freedom, that's a solution. Torah set up a system that you're free. The Gavra is like a Melech, and that's it. And the Tzli just means most Gavras. That's what he says, right? That's what he says. It's most people, that's what Ron says. It's a Lavdavka, but it just means most people like Tzli. So that's the default halacha, is Tzli. But it's not really intrinsically that it's Tzli. It's really just whatever the Gavra wants. Right? That's the Ron. But Tosus doesn't learn that way. Tosus learns it's whatever you want, but if you don't care, so then you should do it. You should do it tzli b'chardal. If you don't have a preference, then tzli b'chardal. So the question is: now that we have these two frameworks, could we combine them to lead to this result? You know what I mean? So now we're like, I think we're just in a better position because now we're at least we're talking about concepts, two different concepts or way of looking at the halacha, and now it's a little harder because so what's the unifying idea? Which one is it? You can't just shove these two things together. They're two different. The force of the question is on now, because there are two different ways of what's the Torah doing when it's setting up this halacha. Is it setting up a din and a gavra, or is it trying to create an objective to a samaisa? So you can't just say, well, it's just trying to do malachim. Whatever, malachim, and then you try to do this malachim, and if not, then you do that malachim. Because they're different malachim. It's not like the word malach is true, it's in both of them, but what does it mean, malachim? Is it trying to say the gavra is free? And the Gavra is free, fine. Now, if he doesn't care, fine. So he's free. He does whatever he wants. Then that was you were saying. That's your argument. So anyway, now, all of a sudden, you're forcing him to do tzli. That's not the idea. The concept of free, Gavra being free, the concept of being free across the board. Or is it trying to create an objective source of ISA? Then fine. Then just do that. Then it's nothing to do with the Gavra. Right? That's the problem. You have an answer? Hold on. Let me ask another problem and let me think. Let me let you guys think about it. Okay? Is that cool? Okay. The other problem is the Rama. How does the Rambam deal with this issue? So the Rambam I read you already. He just brings down straight. Tzli b'chardal, period. Okay, that's what he brings down in Bayas. In Hilchos Bikurim and Mishamar's Kurim. Tzli b'chardal. But if you look in Maisa Karbanos, which is a reference from the Gemara in Zvachim, it says, Umutr lechol asakachim mechol maichol. It's mutter to eat it with any food. Okay. It says, "Afilu kohanim mutaran lechal chalkam bein mikachim kolam bein mikachim kachim all kachim kohanim could eat b'chol maichal any food ulashanos bachilasim lechon tsluyim shalukim ulashalim eat it any different way of cooking lost his lechon tavlin shalchon put in any spices fine and the rest of it. Okay, so he's saying here the opposite, right? The opposite that basically they have free reign to do whatever they want. He doesn't say anything about." Tzli b'chardal. Right? He doesn't say anything about tzli b'chardal. So it's a stira. Right? It's a stira. I think the pshat answer, which needs a svara, his answer is two different sets of halachas. This is talking about ma'aseh karbanos. Ma'aseh karbanos is talking about by karbanos. The kohanim get portions of karbanos, ma'aseh karbanos, and by those portions, that's the limit of Yidarach Malachim, means they're free. They do whatever they want. But over here, he's talking about in the Matanos, which has nothing to do with karban, has nothing to do with ma'aseh karbanos, it's by chulin. Right? It's by chulin. It's in Maseches Chulin, it's not do as Vachim, it's not Karbanos, it's Chulin. It's by regular, plain animals, meat, I shecht an animal, I have to give it to, I personally shecht an animal, I give it to a Kohen. Right? And the Kohen, and wherever he is, you know, he eats it. Nothing to do with the Karban. Now he's eating it, how does he eat it? So he's not free. He has to eat it, Tzli b'chardal. He has to eat Tzli b'chardal. Right? So that's dealing with the institution of Chulin of Manas Gehuna. So that's what, and then the Rambam's gonna learn. Look at this. This one Gemara is in Chulin, and the parak goes to Chayim and Kevur, which is not with Kachim. The other one's in Zvachim, which is talking about by Karbanos. So that's a simple answer. The question, though, is why should those be different? Right? I mean, it's easy to just say that, but there's a reason why Tosa didn't say that, is because it sounds well, it's arbitrary. Right? What's the limud? Is the Malashka Kedula? So I think it needs a little, it seems clear from the Rambam. I don't know, did they say this? I forgot if I said this or someone else said this. Yeah. It's an open problem in the Rambam. I mean, the Rambam doesn't... clearly, the Rambam's not doing what Tosis does, right? I mean, he's not saying... He doesn't say, oh, and if you don't care, then eat Sliva Chaydol. I mean, it's just... He's just taking two Gemaras. What?
Mishnah Melech says use Tosis in that
term. Really? That is rough. Sliva Chaydol on the Tosis, is that? If he's there, Shlomo, they're going to keep in Rabbeinu, Filo Kohanim, the only way. There's no Shaykh Mashkal, Filo Chilaka Kohanim. Yeah, if he's there, Shlomo, they'll exact keep in Rabbeinu, Filo Kohanim. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard. I think it's hard. Mishmael's trying to claim that he's in Tosin's answer. But I mean, there's a way to say that. Tosin's saying it. I don't think Rama's saying it. I think the simple way to read Rama is there are two different sets of halachos, and it's still based on the Gemara. It's two different masachtas. But you have to explain it. I mean, it's not, you know, it doesn't do anything if you can't explain it. Why should it be that when it comes to here or there, or to Karban, when I say Karbanos, the halacha is that it goes by, you know, free, do whatever they want. But when it comes to here, to Bikurim, Hilchos Bikurim, is it sets up this halacha of Sliva Chaydol. And then also, that's the second thing I'd like to take up tomorrow. Right, first thing is to answer Tosis, right, to understand Tosis. Second thing is the Rambam, right? And then the third thing, I don't know if I have an answer for this, but I'd like to. So maybe you guys can help me out. Is that problem is that how could you say that you have to eat a Tzliva Chardel, but you could give it to a dog? Like, why is that not a stira? Right? Seems funny. Say is objectively, it has to be done, like kings. Take the matanos and their chashav and they're there for their gedula. They eat it like objectively, like kings eat it. But then say, or if you want, you can give it to your dog, right? I mean, you know, kedusha klal, and if you want, you can give it to your dog.